power of the child. So Satan's got a plan. And his plan always was to kill the baby. See, if Satan could kill Jesus when he was his most vulnerable, we talk about it today. I can't tell why he would give up the glory of heaven and take on one of these bodies. I cannot tell why. But was there any time when the Lord of the universe, or the Creator clothed in the sun, standing on the moon. All of the authority, if you will, of Jesus Christ and the church, mixed up with all of the worldly authority of the Roman Empire. And you've got a beast that the prophet nearly lays dead when he sees it. And the whole world is what? The whole world shall worship the beast. Only ones that don't worship the beast, those written in the Lamb's book of life. Those today. He needed to find a legal way that the Roman Catholic Church could not touch him anymore. So he goes to Augsburg with this confession. The Augsburg confession was to get the Germanic government, the Austrian government, to give him permission to establish a church. And when they did, he couldn't be touched politically anymore. That may have saved the Reformation. It may have still allowed theological footholds. achieve social and personal perfection through reform. Why? Why do they want to do that? Because they believe, most people believe, that they bring about the millennium. If you bring about the millennium, you bring about second coming. By the way, where do we differ with most evangelicals when it comes to the second coming? Are we pre-millennial or post-millennial? We are pre-millennial. We believe Revelation teaches clearly that the millennium comes after the second coming. Most everyone else believes it comes before. The reason being is because it gives us 1,000 years to be our advocate. And this is why they were wanting to bring this about. You see, we even disagree with something as fundamental as that, and yet we're still here nearly 200 years later. If it wasn't for that wall, if it wasn't for our Constitution, you realize we wouldn't even be here. If there's anybody who should be celebrating our independence, it's 7th-day Adventists. Amen? So I wanted to take a look at this. How did Philadelphia pull this off? She finally, the church quits relying on political power to get it done. Quits relying on political power to carry out the mission. Quits relying on political power to try to get people to worship. They're no longer relying on armies and laws. Civil laws, if you will. See, because Philadelphia, remember, her greatest strength was her what? Was her weakness. Remember it said that in Greek, mikron, ekis thumi, mikron power, microscopic power. You have no power, none whatsoever. And yet look what she pulled off in a place like North America. Because the government finally got behind the church and said, you know what? We stop here. Lord, thank you.